I eat it slowly. It tastes nasty. I drink some water. I play with my cars and I sleep beside Mommy. Mommy is so cold and she won't wake up. The door crashes open. I cover Mommy with my blankie. He's here. Fuck! What the fuck happened here? Oh, the crazy fucked up bitch! Shit! Fuck! Get out of my way, you little shit! He kicks me, and I hit my head on the floor. My head hurts. He calls somebody and he goes. He locks the door. I lay down beside Mommy. My head hurts. The lady policeman is here. No, no, no. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I stay by Mommy. No, stay away from me. The lady policeman has my blankie and she grabs me. I scream, Mommy, Mommy, I want my Mommy. The words are gone. I can't say the words. Mommy can't hear me. I have no words. Christian, Christian. Her voice is urgent, pulling him from the depths of his nightmare, the depths of his despair. I'm here. I'm here. He wakes and she's leaning over him, grasping his shoulders, shaking him, her face etched with anguish, blue eyes wide and brimming with tears. Anna. His voice is a breathless whisper, the taste of fear tarnishing his mouth. You're here.
Of course I'm here.
I had a dream.
I know. I'm here. I'm here.
Anna. He breathes her name, and it's a talisman against the black, choking panic coursing through his body.
Hush, I'm here.
She curls around him, her limbs cocooning him, her warmth leaching into his body, forcing back the shadows, forcing back the fear. She is sunshine. She is light. She is his. Please, let's not fight. His voice is hoarse as he wraps his arms around her.
Okay.
The vows. No obeying. I can do that. We'll find a way. The words rush out of his mouth in a tumble of emotion and confusion and anxiety.
Yes, we will. We'll always find a way.
She whispers, and her lips are on his, silencing him, bringing him back to the now.
Chapter 1. I stare up through gaps in the seagrass parasol at the bluest of skies, summer blue, Mediterranean blue, with a contented sigh. Christian is beside me, stretched out on a sun lounger. My husband, my hot, beautiful husband, shirtless and in cut-off jeans, is reading a book predicting the collapse of the Western banking system. By all accounts, it's a page-turner. I haven't seen him sit this still, ever. He looks more like a student than the hot-shot CEO of one of the top privately owned companies in the United States. On the final leg of our honeymoon, we laze in the afternoon sun on the beach of the aptly named Beach Plaza Monte Carlo in Monaco, although we're not actually staying in this hotel. I open my eyes and gaze out at the fair lady anchored in the harbor. We are staying, of course, on board a luxury motor yacht. Built in 1928, she floats majestically on the water, queen of all the yachts in the harbor. She looks like a child's wind-up toy. Christian loves her. I suspect he's tempted to buy her. Honestly, boys and their toys. Sitting back, I listen to the Christian Grey mix on my new iPod and doze in the late afternoon sun, idly remembering his proposal. Oh, his dreamy proposal in the boathouse. I can almost smell the scent of the meadow flowers.
Can we marry tomorrow? Christian murmurs softly in my ear.
I am sprawled on his chest in the flowery bower in the boathouse, sated from our passionate lovemaking.
Is that a yes?
I hear his hopeful surprise.
A no?